is still underway.
Yeah.
Just in the last few months, we've done, well, the erection of the skeletal structure was the first thing.
Yeah.
Carvings, I think when we found the place where it was, the foundation, and replica and sketch, that we would know what was on it. And I laid this out in front of Carl, and I said, now, we got something going here. I'd always really assumed we'd rebuild the old wooden building. And Carl said, Bob, Ed Chappell told me the same, almost identical words, and did not know what Carl had said. He said, think a long time before you try to replicate a Colonial Virginia church, which had no heat, no lights, no water, no bathrooms, no air conditioning. And the moment you try to put a light switch in that thing, you start explaining, no, it really wasn't like this.
Yeah.
So he said, I would suggest we could seriously consider a symbol. That's what this is, a symbol. It's and we've gotten more comments about this. People use terms like ghost-like. And they will use the word spiritual.
That's good.
I have this little game, not a game, but a little pattern. I like, I very rarely I would tell people what to expect when they go there. I'd much rather talk to them after they've seen it and say, what do you think? What were your first thoughts as you looked at this place? And let them say, and it's again and again, this sort of thing. I told you about the lady who was out there on the first anniversary of 9/11. Did I tell you that story?
No.
We would do ground penetrating radar in the area that's behind us. See, back in, this is the front sort of, and a side door. Door here, door here. Mm-hmm. Back of this, back in here, is a cemetery. Had a few broken tombstones and they'd been terribly vandalized and broken up. We didn't have any complete tombstone out there, and still don't. I was raking leaves back in that area, back in that, so that the ground penetrating radar people could bring that equipment with skids. You ever seen them work?
You described it to me.
I skid along the ground and send these electrical pulses into the earth, and they bounce back out, and it looked very much like a sonogram.
Mm-hmm.
So I was cleaning up back there at 8:30 one morning, because they were going to show up the next day, raking leaves, and I saw a lady. I didn't even see her arrive, but I looked up, and there was a lady leaning up against that replica of a window there.
Mm-hmm.
And she obviously was praying, and her automobile was parked up more close to the road. So I thought, well, in respect for what she was there for, I was going to kind of fade out of the picture. So I went on back into the woods deep, and back then where we used to have a tool shed, and just sort of wait till she left. And she saw me when she was leaving. She said, she walked down toward me, and somewhat apologetic, said, I hope it was okay for me to be here this morning. Said, on this day in our nation's life, which was a year after the disaster in New York, I just felt like I wanted to be here at Paul Green. I've never stopped before, though I don't live far from here. I pass it all the time, but I've never stopped. So I wanted to come and be at this place. And in addition, I lost my dad about 5 months ago. He had died. And I've been doing a lot of grieving because of that. And today, I just felt the need to be here. I said, there's no problem. Come back whenever you want to. It's there for you, like it is for everybody. But I thought to myself, yeah, miss, this makes up for a lot of raking leaves. This makes raking leaves a pleasure. But I've really been pleased at what we did there on that first enhancement of the site. The second enhancement is what we're doing now, which we're adding this timeline to. They're working on the timeline now. I'm getting a buzz on my...
Do you want to answer?
Don't worry about it.